Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Gospel workers in Pakistan face constant risk for sharing the message of Christ. And the simple change that can make your family's Christmas party welcoming for the deaf. That story in just a few moments. In our first story, Christians mourn and look for justice after the killing of a pastor in Gujranwala, Pakistan this month. An unidentified man gunned Pastor Cameron Salamat down outside his home December 5th. Nehemiah with FMI says,
Pastor Cameron was more than a preacher. He was a shepherd who walked closely with his people.
The husband and father of three was still injured from a September attack. His death is what many Christians in Muslim-majority Pakistan risk, including FMI's partners.
Pastors, disciple makers, and evangelists continue to serve under constant threat, often feeling as though they are walking on eggshells in neighborhoods where suspicion in high and hostility is never far away.
Christians make up just 1% of Pakistan's 250 million people. They suffer physical, social, and legal persecution, yet God gives them resilience. A member of Pastor Cameron's congregation told Nehemiah,
even in heartbreak, we hold this hope. The enemy can silence a voice, but he cannot stop the message. God is at work in Pakistan, and the light of Christ still breaks through.
Pray for comfort and grace over Cameron's family and congregation, and pray for bold gospel witness in Pakistan. Next, Sudan tops a list of the world's worst humanitarian disasters for the third year in a row. David Miliband, CEO of the International Rescue Committee, says the Sudan crisis is now the largest ever recorded. Millions of people are homeless and can't meet basic needs like food, water, and shelter. Rape and theft are common, doubling the trauma endured by survivors. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says the spiritual side effects are overwhelming.
That's what the enemy does. He brings loss upon loss upon loss, and then fear of greater loss, deep, debilitating grief over loss, trying to bring the individual to the point where they believe all is lost.
Believers are meeting the medical needs of displaced Sudanese in refugee camps.
It's a shipment of medicine. We distributed so far 7,000 pounds. We're provided only with medicine. And then we by faith, take it from there.
Hope and help go hand in hand.
We do an open presentation of the gospel, and it talks about the love of God. It talks about the evil in the world. It talks about what the Bible says God offers to the individual, regardless of the circumstances. And that's the power.
Pray for transformation as believers follow up with people in the camps.
The clinic comes and then it goes. But the evangelism and church planting team stays there because they are displaced.
And we'll end today on a much lighter note. Whether it's Christmas or New Year's, parties tend to bring family and friends together for fun and fellowship. However, certain individuals usually get left out. Door International's Rob Myers explains.
Deafness creates a language barrier that tends to isolate deaf people.
But there's an easy way to loop them back in.
Charades or other things that are extremely visual are great games to play that don't require a lot of spoken language, but allow everybody to participate.
Christmas parties give you a chance to introduce deaf friends or family members to the reason for the season.
As Christmas is approaching, we want to be able to share with people around us the incredible story of Jesus coming and being a sacrifice for us. Part of that is including deaf family members as well.
Without information in sign language, the true meaning of Christmas usually remains hidden.
That language barrier that I described earlier causes a significant barrier to the gospel.
Connect with DOOR at missionnews.org to get the story of Jesus' birth in American Sign Language.
Just having that story on your phone when you encounter a deaf person, and you can let them know through texting or whatever, hey, I've got an incredible story I'd love to share with you.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.